Time, won't you try love? Not a thing you provide love. Treat yourself now to my love. Never stop, never give it up. Yourself now to my love. Never stop, never give it up. Take your time, won't you try love? Not a thing you can buy love. Treat yourself now to my love. Never stop, never give it up.
WMFO and the brand new heavies that never stop. That's like, you know, a little dedication, a little motivation song, you know what I mean?
That's a good jam,
yeah,
too.
Something to keep you a little motivated, keep happy.
Yeah.
Speaking of being motivated, a bit happy, I was just reading this article from the Zamboni here, which is the student magazine called Maxim.
Yeah.
And they have like a lot of interesting articles in here, a lot of funny stuff. And I was just coming across one of the articles. It says, 10 unexpected places to score women.
Hmm.
I mean, the title alone caught my attention, so I had to read. So
sure.
I'm going to read a couple of these. I can't read them all in the air because some of them are a little racy.
I imagine there's more than 10, though. But
no, please, there's 10. See, there's 10.
No, 10, no, 10, I 10 mean, ahead. There's definitely got to be more than 10.
Yes, these are their top 10.
Right.
All right, so this comes in at number 9. Weight Watchers support group. If you're looking for girls with a little something to hold on to, these ones are hungry. These gals have quite the appetite and need to keep their mouths occupied.
Ah, that's terrible.
Number 9. not that one.
At the funeral? Is that?
Number 5. Lesbian bar. This is a great place for that man with more feminine features and a little extra love in the chest. After tossing back a few pints of lager, these broads will ride you harder than the Harleys.
A little extra in the chest?
I guess that means, is that man boobs? I guess, sir. Man chest?
Kind of McCastia, whatever.
I guess that's what that means. Number 4, the butcher shop. Did someone say 4 pounds of kielbasa?
Yeah. Hey, lady, did you order a pepperoni pizza?
Lady, did you order 4 pounds of kielbasa? Get that right here for you. We'll deliver that. We'll bring that right over. The tampon aisle.
Ooh.
Women are always horny, but especially when they're menstruating and they're surrounded by little cotton phalluses.
Oh, man, I'd love to know who wrote this.
Yeah. This is one of my favorites. This comes in at number 2. Alcoholics Anonymous.
Mm.
Now, we're not making fun of alcoholics, obviously. We're not making fun of, because, you know, we both are.
Or overweight people,
We both are. You know, well, actually, I'm not. Well, but, yeah. But, you know, we're not making fun of those. No, we're not. I'm not.
Right.
We're not. Alcoholics Anonymous. This is a girl that really likes to let loose and have a good time. No need to call her the next day. She probably won't remember you anyway.
Yeah. That's true. But I mean, in all fairness, if she's going to Alcoholics Anonymous, she wants to end that cycle of her life.
That's true. That is true.
So that guy is an idiot.
That guy is an idiot. Okay. and this one is the number one reason, unexpected place to score women. The morgue. The morgue. She might seem a little cold at first, but she is a freak between the sheets. You know what they say, what happens in the casket stays in the casket.
Oh, that's nasty.
That is nasty. Yeah. Have you ever had sex in a casket before?
In a casket? No. Yeah. Maybe above one? Yes, but like on the ground in a cemetery.
Right. Yeah. So there it is. And the other three, you're going to have to get the magazine to read the other three. They're pretty... Even for my show.
Well, we have gone kind of in the deep end, so are you sure?
Yeah, I can't touch these three here.
Donut shop? Nothing?
One of them involves...
Walmart?
Middle school graduation, and the other one involves the dog pound.
No. I'm guessing whoever wrote that single still, is that...
I guess so. All right, that's that, and we got another article. I'll bring that up a little bit later on, and we'll touch on that, so stay tuned for that. Hey, oh, that's right. I meant to say, you were looking at that thing. What happened? What happened over in Jordan's?
I saw that. Yeah, on a more serious note, apparently, the IMAX theater in Natick was temporarily evacuated after some threatening calls were called in. They were showing the Jungle Book 3D, and they were all evacuated out of there. That's crazy.
That's the IMAX theater in Jordan's footage?
Yeah, in Natick there. Yeah.
All right, is anybody out there? Was anybody out there today, Jordan? Can you give us a call? Let us know what happened down there. 617-627-3800. We want to find out what exactly happened in Jordan.
We need some callers, anyways.
Need some folks. Yeah, folks. They've been calling. We're getting some feedback on Facebook. I don't think people are in a calling mood today. Plus, everybody's revving up for the big race on Monday.
Yeah.
I told you. I decided yesterday I'm gonna run it.
Oh, you really?
Yeah. I wrote a number. I got to use my own number. I just taped it to my shirt, and I'm just gonna run it. I'm just gonna
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
Unofficially, you're gonna run it. You're gonna watch it and run it on the treadmill.
No, I'm gonna go. I'm going out there.
Can you do that? Can you write a number on? Just go.
Yeah, I'm good friends with the mayor. He's going to...
All right, that's fine.
Yeah, so that's what I do. Yeah. All right, you're in tune to the Time Teller with Chase Carson.
Let me pick that up for you.
I appreciate that, thank you. We play the best of classic soul, R&B, dance, and funk for Back in the Day. And we do it every Friday night between the hours of 10 p.m. and 12 midnight. And you can only get it right here at 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
Yeah.
up, people? This is Cutie Pie by One Way on the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson, WMFO, Medford, Boston.
WMFO, that is the jam.
Oh, I lose my shit when that comes
out. That is the jam.
You just saw me do it.
I just, If you didn't see that, video, check that out on Facebook. I just posted it on my page. You can see Doug in here letting loose, man. Oh man.
You're the cutie pie.
Also, I got to mention the Inception. This is the Inception, the first day of the Mucha Mail program. We're starting it off in the year 2016. For those who don't know that, the Mucha Mail program is the program with America's guest, yours truly, Chase Carson. Will come over your house and have dinner with you and play one of his shows. And then he'll mention you on the radio show. So just, hit me on Facebook. Hey, Doug, you want to get in this?
This is what we're going to do.
All right, for the first person that calls for the first Mucha Mail program, I'm going to bring Doug Balakovich with me over the house. All right? How's that sound?
Yeah.
All right. So the first person, meet me up on Facebook, or you can even call down here while I'm on the air, and we'll come over your house. Like you said, you prepare the mail for us. We'll eat and hang out in your house, and you can invite your friends over to meet us and everything. We'll have a good time. Mm. And then we'll mention your name on the radio. All right? The Mucha Mail program starts 2016, kicks off tonight. All right? Give us a call.
Oh, yeah.
91.5. WMFO and a classic for Barry White. And what am I going to do with you?
That's the jam.
Hey, I got a surprise for you.
Did you eat an Italian sub?
Yeah, I guess. Hello. Who's on my phone?
Hi.
Hey. Hold on. Let me turn that music down so I can hear you. Who is this?
This is Tina Marie and.
What's up, my man?
Paulie B. Oh.
Hi.
The giddy up.
The giddy up.
Calling my show. Man, what a night. This is something else. I'll tell you that. Man, what's up, fellas? Hey. And fellas and fellas.
You're killing it tonight, bro. You're killing it.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate that. Awesome. I appreciate that. I'm hanging out with my man, Doug Balakovich.
Mm. We got to come up.
What did you say, honey?
I said, what's up, Dougie?
What's happening, kids?
Hey, so I turned the music down, and I wanted to put you on the air because Doug couldn't hear what you were saying to me while the music was playing. So I'm going to let you repeat that because he can hear everything right now.
Oh,
Oh, you're talking about me, what I said?
Yes, what you said.
Yeah, I guess what you said.
I can come on to the show anytime you want.
Oh, that would be great. That would be great. I've never done radio before, so that would be fun. That would be nice.
Yeah, and I got permission from DJ Pauly B, so it's all cleared. We're good.
Oh, that's fantastic. Man. Hey, you got to go on this show, man.
I got, like, security to get you upstairs and everything. Hey, like,
no kidding.
No worries, Doug. No worries.
They don't mess around. That's a real professional radio show there.
I thought so. I was actually just in the restroom, and I saw everybody's name written on the wall.
I saw Paulie,
that.
Did you see his number?
I did.
His phone number's right underneath.
There's some Snapchats on there. There's all kinds of stuff on there.
Class, like your name in the restroom.
Right.
All the way first class.
My favorite one was Meat Hammer.
Both restrooms.
Yeah. My favorite one was Meat Hammer. It was like right above my head.
I saw that one. Hey man, when I got you on the phone, a serious note, how's moms?
Oh, awesome. Thank you, brother. Thank you always for asking.
I appreciate it. Hey man, send her my love. Tell her Chase was asking about it, would you? Can you turn that down? We're on the radio. Now, see, that's not professional. I apologize for him turning his phone on.
No. It was an accident.
Right. It was an accident. All right. So there you heard it. We're going to plan this in the next couple of weeks. We'll keep in touch with you and Paulie, and we'll plan an afternoon on. We'll have Doug come down, and I'm coming down with him. I'm coming down acting up.
Maybe we can actually plan that Kelly's lunch.
Yeah, we could do that.
You can't come on if you don't act up.
what was that?
To act out.
Did you say bring my thermometer? What did he say?
No, he didn't say thermometer.
You have to be prepared to act up.
Prepared.
Oh, I'm always prepared.
Yes, he is.
Medford, Boston.
Oh, I'm very prepared. Apparently, you haven't seen or heard anything that I do.
All right. We'll keep it. All right, clean up.
Hey, play me some flamingos.
You got it. Hey, thanks for calling in.
I love you, bro. We'll talk soon, okay?
Love you guys.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Great people, man. All right, 11:24, the Jazz Interlude is coming up on the other side of this. Once again, you're in tune to 91.5, the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson.
Express how I'm feeling, along with roses. For-
91.5 WMFO and Joe in the Love Scene. And before that, we had brand new music from Michael Brandon and Crush. I like that song a lot. Which brings us to 11:33, which is time for our Jazz Interlude. And this week's Jazz Interlude is brought to you by Everett Hopp and When I Think of You. This is off the Better Days album, which is one of my favorite Everett Hopp albums. And this is also Ed Buechner's favorite part of the show. You hear what he said that, right?
Yeah.
Right. Do you like jazz, by the way? I
know I do. I especially like it, you know, when we're in the middle of a show and we're getting to that end. And
okay.
It's nice and relaxing.
All right, just do me a favor, just button your pants back up.
All right.
The Jazz Interlude on 91.5.
How did you know?
Thank you. 101.5 WMFO and your jazz interlude for this week, Everett Harp, and When I Think of You. Man, that's nice, man. Music that sounds like good should be against the law, man.
Yeah, it was real nice.
Oh, man. All right, so we've been getting a couple calls on Facebook. People about the 10 unexpected places to meet women.
Yeah.
Okay, so the number one, well, I'm going to ask you, which one do you think was number one out of all the ones I read?
Jeez, I don't know. I mean, none of them, really.
The Alcoholics Anonymous was the number one.
Really?
That's where most guys think that they would go because, like they said, they like to have fun and they don't remember anything.
Yeah.
So that was number one. Unless you're Jordan and you could be minding your own business and then box just falls out of the air and right to your lap.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. He's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I don't know how he does that. He's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Did you hear about this? Speaking of another teacher out in New York got caught with having sex with her student, 15-year-old student. Now this is a woman teacher, and the 15-year-old student was a male. Now if it was the other way around, they'd be hanging that poor bastard from the back of the flagpole in this school.
The weird thing is that it always seems to be these smoking hot, like,
oh,
you know.
Oh, did you see the picture of her? There's a picture right here. She's smoking. Now, and the question I want to ask is, where were these teachers when I was in school, like, you know, like 400 years ago?
Yeah.
You know, where were these, you know, I wouldn't say shit, first of all.
Oh, yeah.
I keep my mom, you know, these kids are getting, they're showing the pictures to their friends, and that's how they're getting caught. That's how she got caught.
Because
if you get a chance to, you know, stuff a, you know, a teacher, and you're that age, and she's sending you pictures, naked pictures of herself, what's the first thing you would do?
I can't really say that on the radio, but...
Well, besides rubbing one out. I mean,
I'd
show it to all my friends.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's what happened. But he showed it to all his friends, and his friends started talking, and that's how some of the parents found out, and that's how she got caught.
See, but back when we were in school, we didn't even have phones. We had, like, Etch-A-Sketches. I mean, we couldn't really see. We'd have to sketch something out. I mean, come on, that gets kind of messy if you're trying to sketch that out.
Yeah, because you need one hand,
But you see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
Back then, I mean, you know, I had one really hot, like, music teacher, Miss Almeida. But I mean, I was in, like, grade school.
Mine was Mrs. Jackson. I wasted a lot of rolls of toilet paper on her.
Sorry, Miss Jackson.
Yeah.
I am for real.
All right, moving right along. You said you wanted to give a shout out to Frankie.
I do. I completely. It blew my mind right through my mind earlier when I was giving Frankie his props. Chris Palermo's Pizza Makers. P-I-Z-Z-E-R Makers on the YouTube channel, Pizza Makers YouTube channel.
Okay.
Episode 11 just came out, and it's hilarious. It's got Frankie Imbrogamo, Laurie Bono, Bill Levin, Chris Palermo. It's actually funny. It's you know, I was Chris was nice enough to write me into one of the episodes a few years back, which is how I got my Screen Actors Guild start. So
nice.
Anybody that wants to get a good laugh and learn an interesting Bloody Mary recipe, please, by all means, check out the Pizza Makers. That's P-I-Z-Z-E-R Makers channel on YouTube.
Is your episode on YouTube, too?
It is, yeah. Right. It's on there. I feel bad. I can't remember if it's episode four or three. I can't.
I didn't see that. I got to check that out.
Yeah.
That
was nice.
All right. Anything else? Any other quick one?
I don't know. You got anything else you wanted to go over?
No, I'm about ready to go.
Anything else offensive? Or?
Yeah, maybe I'll throw something in, but I got a call for Jeffrey right now, because it's all about that time.
Okay.
Jeffrey!
Ladies and gentlemen, it's last call for alcohol. Please make sure you get your last drink orders in at this time. Once again, it's last call for alcohol.
Thank you, Jeffrey!
Thanks, bud.
Yo, turn this up. Turn this up. 91.5. Just falling out of the sky, waiting to his lap.
Friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO. Mephod.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah. woman will sell her precious body for a small piece of paper. It carries a lot of weight. For that me, 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 green, almighty dollar. Talking about.
How many things have I heard you say?
Oh, man.
I love that jam.
91.5, the time teller with Chase Guys and the OJs and For the Love of Money. That is a monster, man. Oh. Every time I hear that song, it brings back memories from back in the day.
I'm glad you suggested it.
I did. Actually, that was your suggestion. But thanks, man. I appreciate that. Hey, man, once again, I had a blast. I appreciate you coming down and spending some time and hanging out with me.
I love it,
It's
man.
All good, baby. All the time, it's all good.
I love it.
We're going to do it again shortly, and we're going to go over and check out the Giddy Up. Definitely.
Yeah.
We'll talk
absolutely.
Over the next couple of weeks, and we'll plan a day for you to come down.
Yeah.
And then we'll go over. No, that's the day we'll plan on. We'll go over and have lunch over Sylvia's and then come back and do the show.
Yeah. Over where?
Sylvia's got. I can think of
Sylvia's. What happened to Kelly's?
Well, we can do Kelly's too, but we'll do Sylvia's first. I think you like Sylvia's better.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Let's see. Man, you got me all confused now. But what are we doing? What's the name of the show again?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
The Time Tunnel?
Oh, that's it.
With Chase Carson?
Time Tunnel with Chase Carson.
Or Doug Balakovich.
With Doug Balakovich. Yeah. We play the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. We do it every Friday night, 20 hours of 10 p.m. and 12 midnight.
Good night to the bad guy.
So if this was your first time checking me out, please come on back and check me out. So until next Friday night, dance like nobody's watching, work like you do not need the money, and love like you want to be loved, and everything will be all right. So until next Friday night. See ya.
And eat like you're going to the electric chair.
And eat like you're going to the electric chair. Like, what's the last song?
One of my favorite jams. It's Give Me the Night by George Benson.
On?
WMFO 91.5.
That's a wrap, baby. Thank you. All right, let's head south. 91.5.
Anyway, that's our show for tonight. Good night, everybody.
A piece to dine, a glass of wine, a little late romance, a chain.
Excuse me, sir. The show's over.
Thank you, and good night.
The people of the world coming out to dance, cause there's music in the air and lots of loving everywhere. So give me the night.
All right, people, wrap it up. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFR.